USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden welcoming the Prime Minister of Japan to the White House, then holding a news conference.
We're going to work together to prove that democracies can still compete and win in the 21st century. We can deliver for our people and the face of a rapidly changing world. So today, we're announcing a new competitive and reliance partnership, CORE, between Japan and the United States that will enhance our ability to meet the pressing challenges of our time.
Indianapolis police are identifying the suspect in the FedEx shooting as 19-year-old Brandon Hole. They say Hole fatally shot 8 people before killing himself. Hole was reportedly a former employee at the facility, having last worked there in 2020. Wall Street ending the week on an up note, the Dow closing up 165 points to finish at 34201. USA Radio News.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax? I like it too.
Trump is right. Millions are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for real news. Some polls give Joe Biden a high job approval, even 60%. Now Newsmax is asking if you agree with that. Do you really approve of Joe Biden, his policies, and $4 trillion in spending? And do you think President Trump did a better job? Let us know. Vote in the Newsmax poll right now. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. It takes just a minute. Let America know who you like better, Biden or Trump. Tens of millions are watching Newsmax TV, now on all major cable systems, smart TVs, and OTT platforms. And vote now in the Newsmax poll. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. Let your voice be heard, and watch Newsmax today.
2 people are dead following a shooting involving San Antonio police during a traffic stop. The suspects opening fire on an officer and the officer returning fire. San Antonio Police Chief William McManus explaining what happened.
He approached the vehicle, spoke very casually at the window for, I don't know, maybe a minute and a half, 2 minutes. And then all of a sudden the gun was pulled and he ran backward and returned fire. And the result was 2 deceased in the vehicle and 3rd person injured from the gunshot wound.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi throwing cold water on a proposal put forth by Democrats.
As Democrats want 4 more justices on the Supreme Court, Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she has no plans to bring the issue to the floor.
I think it's an idea that should be considered. In answer to your question, I have no plans to bring it to the floor. No.
Thanks to Lance Pry from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau for that report. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Closing arguments in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin begin Monday. The defense rested on Thursday, a month before the one-year anniversary of Floyd's death. Chauvin facing up to 15 years if convicted. Reacting to Chauvin not taking the stand in his own defense, ABC News legal analyst Dan Abrams tells ABC's Good Morning America,
I'll bet they discussed it a lot, but probably not a lot of debate. The problem for Derek Chauvin in taking the witness stand is he would have had to explain not just why he put his knee onto George Floyd, but why he had it there in minute 7. And minute 8, etc. And I think that there just weren't good enough answers for that to allow him to take the witness stand. Now look, I've seen in other cases police officers take the witness stand and it's helped them in explaining the context, what they were thinking, what they were feeling. But in this case, I don't think that was ever really a subject for debate.
The White House is walking a fine line with Russia. During a briefing on Friday, Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying President Biden is still hopeful about holding a summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin in the coming months.
What the president is offering is a bridge back, and so certainly he believes it's in their interest to take him up on that offer.
That came a day after the U.S. imposed sanctions on Russia over cyber hacks and possible interference in the U.S. election. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.